is now time for the education report for Mexico Public Schools. Joining us here is Marcy Miner, Information Director for Mexico Public Schools, and welcome this morning.
Good morning, Matt.
Glad to have you, and we just want to start off with a little bit of news and make sure that everybody knows that students are safe, but a bit of an incident over at Hawthorne Elementary this morning, if you'd give us an update on that.
Sure, that is correct. We did have, I've been calling it an interruption to our morning, because it really is just that. We have all of our students are safe, everybody's accounted for, and there was never any threat at all. But this morning before school, we did have a student with an airsoft gun in his backpack. And we went ahead and communicated that with parents by phone call and email, and then thanks to KXEO for putting out the news story as well. It was investigated immediately, of course, our staff and our SRO, Officer Hilderman, on staff with us too, did a great job this morning of responding, because even though it's not something that was threatening to the environment at Hawthorne, we certainly take any risk to student safety very seriously, and we want to make sure that any students, you know, this is a great time to have a conversation with your kids and other adults around you, that if you feel like there's any threat to the school ever, no matter how minor, that it needs to be reported.
No doubt about it. I know I got a phone call just simply because my son goes to school over at the elementary school from the principal, Melissa Chastain, this morning. And, you know, I wasn't quite sure what an airsoft gun was. I had to ask around, but let's talk about that. What is an airsoft gun?
Sure. I had to make a phone call as well. I wasn't exactly sure, but it's been compared to a paintball gun. It shoots rubber pellets, so it's not anything that would be immediately threatening. We believe at the school that it was a complete accident, based on, you know, some activities that the students had maybe had done last night, and then you know, came to school with it today. My kids do the same thing at home, and I think it's important to remember that in any case like this, it's easy for things, especially on social media, to go wild. And you know, we're talking about somebody's kid, and we're talking about parents who, you know, may be friends with us too. So it's a sticky situation, because you want to be respectful of all, and of course as a school district, you know, we want to protect all of our students, so that includes someone who may have shown up to school with an airsoft gun.
Absolutely.
So we just want to, you know, let everybody know that it was really just more of an interruption to the morning, and everything was taken care of. All students reported to class on time, and learning began as usual.
Very good. Well, thank you for that update, and it's going to be a busier night going on, as the Board of Education has a meeting tonight, their regularly monthly scheduled meeting. A couple of things on that agenda that we want to talk about this morning, including a letter in support of the potential sale of SSM, if you'd tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, we were contacted locally by a few people who had submitted letters of support for the sale of SSM to MU Healthcare. So as a school district, our Board of Education is sending a letter also to support that sale. So basically, our take on that is that there's a nationwide focus on school safety, and we want to have access to quick, immediate, high-quality health care here in our area, not just for physical health as well, but also for economic growth. Whenever we contact the city and get those numbers every year, SSM is our number one employer, and Mexico Public Schools is also on that top four list. And then, of course, we have students who have health care needs, and our staff who has health care needs. So being able to get that immediate and local, and, you know, if you need to run out for a doctor's appointment and not have to run out of town, it makes it a lot better. So we are going to be sending that letter in. It's in our board packet on the website if anybody wants to read it as well. The board will review it tonight, maybe make some edits, and then we will sign and send that in too.
Another thing that we want to talk about tonight at the Board of Education meeting, and this morning in particular, is the Grow Your Own. I believe that is trying to get teachers to come to work here in the Mexico School District, right?
Yes, there's a teacher shortage nationally. It's not just here in Mexico or here in Missouri, but across the nation we're looking at that. So schools are trying to get creative in how they're getting people recruited to their school district, and then how we get them to stay. And we are in constant competition with other, you know, other small school districts, but also places like Columbia or somewhat larger districts that, you know, may be able to pay a little bit more than us. But there's obviously benefits to being in a small hometown district as well. We did up our pay scale this year for the recruitment strategy, and we are one of the higher paying smaller districts in the area. We service 2,600 students here in Mexico. But what we want to do is bring people in and encourage them. So we've noticed that we have support staff employees in Mexico that may want to get into teaching later. And so we want to be able to offer that to them as well. Colombia has a program that we're kind of modeling it after too, where they get with students who may want to be educators later, and then you work with the colleges as well, and then you offer them a scholarship of sorts. You pay part of their tuition, and then they agree to come and work for you later. So we're looking at both aspects of that. Who we have in-house now that may want to teach later, that we might be able to assist with their educational needs, because they're already here, they want to be here, they already know our students. And then also working with our local colleges and universities to get the information out and recruitment so that they might want to come and work here later too.
Outstanding. One other thing that I wanted to get in this morning, I know it's been a busy morning with things going on, but capital improvements project that's being discussed, and tell everybody about that, if you will.
Sure. We are in the very, very beginning stages here. We're kind of looking at our budget, and we're going to have probably around $11 million that we can put on the ballot sometime in 2020 for a no tax increase bond. So we'll be able to make some improvements to our campus, and it will be a no tax increase to our taxpayers. And that's really important because, you know, it's not going to affect the financial status. So we are looking at that right now in our capital projects, and we've put something out internally to our administrators to kind of look at their buildings, what we need, where things need to go. So we're compiling a list. Again, we're in the beginning stages of that, and you'll certainly be hearing more about that as we go along. We also have a board work session in October, and I would bet that we're probably going to talk a little bit about that then. So 2020 will be a big election year and a lot on the ballot. So we will keep our voters and our taxpayers informed on what's going on there. And again, it'll be a no tax increase bond.
Outstanding. And we'll look forward to hearing about what some of those projects may be added to the list as you come back and update us in the future.
Absolutely.
All right. Anything else that we've missed this morning? I know it's school board tonight. I think we want to say something about the softball game too, about that being moved up. 5:30 start now?
That is correct. Mr. Blevins called me about an hour ago and said they're going to move up that Centralia game tonight. So the Lady Bulldogs will take on Centralia. Instead of 5 p.m., it'll be 5:30 p.m. So come out and support them, and I hope to get a win.
Absolutely. Haley Mills back on the mound tonight. She's feeling better. Went and saw the ortho last week, and she's good to go. So Lady Bulldogs will be at it tonight.
Exciting stuff.
Indeed. All right. Well, I want to thank you for your time this morning, and we will look forward to seeing you here in a couple of weeks once again, and hope you have a great day.
Thank you, Matt. It's always great to be here.